Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Jared Easley. I'm one of your hosts. And of course, joining me as always is Miss Christine. What's up, Miss Christine?
Hey, hello. How you doing?
I hear a little ice in
that's
a glass.
That's just water. That's just high quality H2O.
That's just high quality H2O. Staying
Thank
hydrated.
Thank you. Not yet.
That.
It is Friday.
Friday. And yeah, no better guest than the one we have today, which is Giannina. I hope I'm saying that right. Giannina Bullock. Or is it Giannina Bullock or Giannina Andrina? That's, you have like all these different aliases. It's like,
I know, scandalous. Right? Okay. So my YouTuber name was Giannina Andrina. That's actually my middle name though, but it's like the perfect kind of name.
That is cute. I like that one.
Y'all got my full government. It's crazy.
Yeah, just go ahead and slide us the last four of your social and your mama's maiden name. Numbers on the back of the card.
We're going to get that check.
I mean, you want my CVV code too?
Yes, and your zip code? Go ahead. I know you just recently got to Atlanta. Go ahead. I got your government, girl.
Man. She's in the dirty. All right. So Giannina is the co-host of Behind the Veil Season 2. She's a networker, lyricist, student of healthcare law, amongst many other things. She's a fan of Hazel E. She loves ladybugs infestations in her apartment. You can learn more about Giannina by checking out her Instagram, The Gap Society. Giannina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
We typically start off with the same old question because we're not very creative, and that is, what is the best concert that you have ever been to?
The best concert? Man, you know, I'm a really big indie R&B lover. But God, I gotta go real generic with this Beyonce, man.
Oh my God. What year?
Christine
what year
knows Beyonce. That's good.
I know. I'm like, what year?
Ivy Park bag sits outside the door right now. Yes. Okay. So this was a Formation tour, The First String.
I know that's right.
Yes. But the thing that was so cool about it was, well, and I hate to say cool about it because it's not cool, but Prince had just died. And so, she did like a tribute to him. And that was cool. And because we're in Atlanta, like all the people showed up. T.I., oh God, here we go talking about him again. T.I., August Alsina. Like she had like Rick Ross, like all the people showed up. So all I guess it was pretty cool.
I really haven't been a big Beyonce fan since like Destiny's Child, like for real, like the OG Destiny's Child, not the three people one, not when they filled in the blanks, like the OG one.
Oh, you got a real OG. Okay.
I'm elderly years old. So yes.
She's West Philly. Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, man. I like the old Destiny's Child too. Like the no. Wyclef Jean, yeah.
Oh my God, Wyclef. Now you're bringing up a whole different topic.
You're going OG now.
Yes, that was great. All right, so what are a few songs aside from R. Kelly and T.I. that are that you're cramming into your 10-page paper playlist?
Ooh, really? Okay, so, oh gosh. Okay, now I have to say, I have recently been on this thing about trap queens. Even though I'm not like a huge trap music fan, I love the women's movement in it. So I want to say, okay, you're going to have to bleep me on this. Bitch from the South by Mulatto, because it features like all the greats. It's like Sweetie's on there. I know that's right. And then Trina's on there.
I love Trina. She's Miami. Anything from Miami, I'm about that life.
You know, right? So that's a really good one. And then I also like, I don't know, like Cash Doll, Ice Me Out. Like that's another good one.
Cash Doll. That's somebody I never heard anybody else say. Yes. I heard some of her stuff. It's been a while, but thank you for bringing that name back up. Yes.
Cash Doll. I love her. Like, and then, okay, you got to throw Summer Walker on there. I just love her. She's got a song. She actually has a song with Cash Doll that I really love. And it's like, it's called No More Lames. And it's just like all about like just lame ass dudes that just like think about like always like flashing their money at you. And you're like, nah, I'm good. Right.
when they dress like you, Giannina, that makes sense. You know?
Oh, man. Have you been scrolling through my Instagram, haven't you?
I recommend it.
Thanks to Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely recommend going through that Insta.
Listen. Okay, but then, okay, you guys, I have to put on a few oldies, right? Yes. I'm a big Sade fan. So Like a Tattoo is one of my favorite songs by Sade. Your Love is King. I got to throw on a couple of those. And then I'm also going to have to do a little bit of India Arie. There's no men on this list so far. That's a problem.
That's all right.
Are you a man hater?
Tells a little bit about your life right now. That's okay.
You know, I'm all about the women right now. It's all about
She's supportive. Us. Yeah, she's, yeah.
Hey, no, okay, I do got a good one. Okay, and this is old school too, so you'll appreciate this, Christine.
Don't make it T.I. Yeah.
No. F that dude. No, okay. God, I hope nobody who really likes him is listening. So,
We lost half our audience.
Yeah, we lost the T.I. fan base. Please come back. Please come back.
She lives in Atlanta. It's okay.
Right. I'm allowed. I live in Atlanta. No, okay. And so I have one, D'Angelo. Oh, man.
Yes. How does it feel?
How does it feel, lady? Yeah. If you're a real, real D'Angelo fan, When We Get By from the first album. Yes. Yes, sir.
Being in Atlanta, you gotta love some Outkast. Please tell me Outkast is on there.
Man, of course. AT Aliens. Yeah, okay. I got to throw some Outkast on there. You're right.
I'd be like, Alexa, play Outkast. And then like I'm like an elevator, Southern Catalystic.
Yes.
All that stuff.
Also, I have to throw Pharrell on there.
Ooh. Yes.
Pharrell on there. I really do like Nerd. And like Pharrell, what is that song that he did with Snoop that I really love? God, I can't remember the name of it right now.
Christine knows.
It might have been like, it wasn't Loaf, was it? Low Down, I don't know. I know the song you're talking about.
Yes.
it's called Beautiful.
I think I'm just thinking about dancing.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
I said Low and Down, Drop It Like It's Hot. Exactly. I think I'm thinking about the dance movement that goes with the song.
That's not the one.
No. Okay. I met Pharrell on a random stop in Tokyo, and he was just so nice to me. So,
how tall is he in real life? Like,
he's pretty tall. He's like
5'11". For real, he looks so short, like, in
that's
most
good enough,
of videos,
right, Christine?
And stuff.
You'll accept
that's
that.
Definitely good enough. Yeah. Yes, 5'11" is definitely good enough. Yeah,
from someone coming from someone who's 4'11", he looked like a giant to me.
Yeah,
so.
Christine will take advantage of a woman's son that's 5'11". So,
oh my Lanta, why would you say that in front of our audience?
It's true.
We have company. We have company here today, Jared.
Listen,
be on your best behavior.
Wait. When I say take advantage, I mean you have a beverage and be friendly. Not that kind of friendly.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Anyway, all right, so let's do finish this sentence. I give you the beginning of a sentence, Giannina, and then you just finish it for us. If you have never had Ethiopian food, blank.
If you have never had Ethiopian food, what are you doing in your life?
Judgmental. I like it.
What's the best dish? I don't know if I've had Ethiopian food thinking about it.
Oh, with your life, Christine.
I know. What am I doing? Eating.
You're not living your best life.
I'm eating pizza rolls out the air fryer.
Miami artist and not having Ethiopian food. Okay.
Oh my God. We have the best Ethiopian place. And my bestie is like one of her favorite restaurants. It's called Desta Ethiopian. And you know, Atlanta is pretty diverse. I will have to say. They have the best food. If you're vegetarian, if you're not, I mean, yeah, what are you doing with your life, Christine?
Mm-hmm.
What's the best Ethiopian dish? Wait, I'm always in Atlanta. I was going to say, you remember I just used to go to Atlanta just to get my hair done. I used to go up there. When the girls stopped coming to Florida, I was like, F this. I was like, I guess I'm best friends with Atlanta.
You know,
I would travel to Atlanta just to get my hair done. I'm so serious about my hair. I really don't play no games.
Nope.
That's funny. Actually,
going back to the food. What's the best dish? What's the best Ethiopian dish? Because I don't know. Maybe I had it, but I didn't know it was Ethiopian.
It's not pizza rolls. No.
Definitely not pizza rolls. Right?
Now you're going to get me in trouble because I don't know the cultural names of what the dish is.
What does it involve? Like, yeah, let me know. Like, what's the meat? What's the carb? What's the veggies?
So they have this thing called tibs, and it's like, it's basically like any kind of meat. You can get like salmon, you can get lamb, you can get, or you could get like shrimp in it. And it's just basically like, it comes with like this flavored rice. And then you'll have like cabbage. It's just really good.
I freaking love cabbage. And then salmon was actually the last meat that I had in my air fryer. So when you said salmon, I was like, oh.
Yes.
But you're reading my mind.
Fancy with the air fryer. Okay.
Yeah, air fryer. Diane, I need an air fryer sponsor.
Any air fryer representative out there.
Okay, so I'm going to give you another contact Christine. Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to put them on my Twitch page too. Okay, so now let's finish the sentence. My favorite part from watching Utopia on Amazon Prime, blank, finish it.
Was the freaky part about finding out that they did that series twice.
Oh, no spoilers.
Hashtag spoiler alert.
Did it twice.
I have to watch it because now I'm interested because I haven't watched that.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I did a whole reel about it and I never do reels.
You keep it real, but you never do reels.
Right.
Real, I never do reels. Facts.
Okay, finish this sentence. Why not? We're having fun. When getting dressed to go to IHOP,
put on your fanciest heels and shiniest pants.
That is the correct answer.
That is freaking
and
awesome.
And that is exactly what Christine does when she goes to IHOP.
Dude, no, I gotta hit Waffle House and then IHOP.
Yo, I used to work at the IHOP in Buckhead when I was like,
oh damn,
when I was like 18. Man, it's the most terrible tips actually.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like people go there when they're like drunk and like they forget to tip, like.
I feel like people are more generous when they are a little over beverage.
They should be, but they're not. Nope.
Nah,
I didn't have that experience.
I would,
but maybe they are on the struggle bus and they shouldn't have been out that night to begin with.
They shouldn't have been eating out. Yeah, they should have been having.
Yeah, they should have been home.
Pizza rolls.
Putting pizza rolls in the air fryer.
Yeah, I would work like a 10-hour shift and like come home with $60. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm.
Oh no!
Mm-mm. Yeah,
got to do better.
Mm-hmm. And then after like 3 years of on and off working at IHOP, I was like, I'll never eat a goddamn pancake in my life.
You lasted 3 years at IHOP. You deserve like a trophy.
Yeah, I'm giving you. You better. That the struggle is real. I can imagine.
No, but I've seen IHOP. Some good.
I didn't know any better.
I'm gonna put on my shiny pants. I'm going
okay.
To IHOP.
So for S&G's, one last finish the sentence. The key to getting good night's rest or good rest in general at a Holiday Inn is blank. Or finish the sentence. I keep saying blank.
Taking a good edible and following it up with some Tito's.
Amen.
Oh.
Not the answer I expected, but.
Whoa.
Let the record reflect.
Y'all, I'm so terrible. I'm sorry. I'm littering your podcast.
I know. Sorry. Yeah. Keep your kids' ears covered. Who made the edibles? Like, is it an edible candy, a cake? You made it. You buy it. Now I got to go into details.
Gummy bears are the best. And they must be from California. Yeah. So... yeah, you know, you get one and then just chill out. And
so have you made any edibles yourself? Have you gotten extract and made the butter and did all the processes? Asking for science research.
Yeah, we're asking for a friend, right, Christine?
Asking for a friend and research purposes only.
Yes.
Not that bougie. No, I don't do stuff like that. I'm just really lazy. No, I don't have time for that.
Yeah, if you get some extract, I'm gonna tell you, a friend told me, a little birdie, that if you get some extract and some butter, you can just melt that, mix that real quick, And then the, you know, the little cup things you can get, the cup and the mug.
Should
the
we cake be talking about this or
cake in the mug? The cake in the mug. You just pour that butter into your mug, whatever, then you'll be stuck in time for a little bit.
A friend
told me about it. Yeah. I don't know anything about it.
Allegedly, we encourage children not to listen to that part.
Yeah. Okay. Let me help you out with the legal part of that. Allegedly.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Janina knows a little bit about law, and thank goodness, given her answer to the Holiday Inn.
Bringing it back.
Yeah. Janina, we've had some fun here, but seriously, I'm sure there's a number of people that are listening that don't know anything about you. So tell us about yourself and things that maybe even some things that your followers wouldn't know about you.
Well, you know, I'm really an open book, but I will say, you know, I've come a long way, right? So I came from a family of entertainers. My dad is a songwriter and a music engineer. I grew up in Los Angeles and I was all about that life, you know, the whole entertainment lifestyle. That's just everything that I knew. I thought I was going to grow up and be like some kind of superstar recording artist, but then I realized that I don't really like being on stage.
But you're here. That's so funny. Yeah. I don't like,
and this is why I'm glad that like it's like podcasting. I love it because it's like nobody has to see you, right?
Yeah, I'm so glad we were able to get you here, though. Thank you for lowering your expectations.
lowering your standards. That's right. Yeah.
I love you guys so far. I mean, you haven't done anything to piss me off yet, but
I do hope it'll stay that way.
She's like, you haven't done anything to piss me off yet. She's like, waiting, ticking time bomb. Like
they're asking about Holiday Inn. They cut off TI.
So I came from that whole lifestyle in LA, right? And I was into songwriting, loved to do it because I'm a huge reader and writer. I even did some stuff like for a friend who worked for Aftermath, kind of like, I was always like a satellite, kind of like what they call now a reference singer, which back in the day used to be called a studio singer, where I would like, you know, try to get stuff. And we had contracts with like CSI and I do like write little hooks and like little rap songs or whatever. And I did reproduce a lot of my father's music. But, you know, when I moved to Atlanta, you know, I was actually, and that was another thing, and we can get to the TI again, but that was another thing. I was just tired of industry dudes, right? I was tired of, because, okay, I'm going to reveal my age, Jesus. Okay. Mark. Back in the 90s, you know, it was so different, right? Like, if you were an artist, there was a lot of gatekeeping, especially for women. Like, there wasn't like, it's not like nowadays where you can just be like, hey, I got $2,000. Let me just like rent a studio
and just throw down some bars, right?
Yeah. Like, you had to like know people to get in a studio, right? You had to like know someone, or people had to acknowledge that you're already talented to even get the invite to the studio, right? So I was just really tired of like guys just gatekeeping everything. And it was always like, what are you going to do for me if I do this for you or DJ?
Quid pro quo.
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
I got this great recipe.
let me tell you that I get to IHOP.
Right.
My sanity.
So I was just really tired of that. So when I came to Atlanta, well, I had a brief stint in China. I had some friends who were teaching over there. So I kind of did that for a little while. Didn't like it at all. Happened to get over there during SARS. So yeah, that was a whole nother thing. So ended up coming back to Atlanta and I was like, well, what am I going to do? You know, and my stepdad, who's an accountant, was like, go get an English degree. Since you like to write, that's a good degree. Come to find out it's not.
No, my degree is worth nothing. Yeah, it's not. All right. I'm trying to keep
that was
on
good
task.
Advice.
I want to get us on task, but I saw your story one day on Instagram and the towels. Where did you put the towels?
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know. I probably could have went back the next day.
I'm looking on Instagram now and I don't.
Where did you put the towels? Because you were like, this one is too short. And then that's the closet and the snap. So I was like, I was not well informed, but I was like, you have a situation about the towels.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yes. So I actually have a friend who is great with this kind of thing because she used to be a stylist, but now she does all kind of stuff.
I need to connect with her. Like, I need a stylist.
Yes. Okay. She was like, girl, this is what you do. You get one of those big like baskets and then you roll the towels and then you put the towels. You roll the towels and you put them in the basket and you can style them that way. And then she even sent me like a Pinterest video. I was like, you're so smart.
And they make them like a pyramid and stuff. Now that you said that, I have seen that in some friends' bathroom. No! Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I haven't got to that because like I said, I'm lazy, but that's the plan.
Oh, that's the plan. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, getting back on track. You're passionate about a lot of things and healthcare law being one of them, you know, obviously.
Yes.
So please tell us, you know, our listeners a little bit about that.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I got my English degree, found out that it was worthless. and then I, you know, I thought I was going to be a teacher. And then I was a teacher for like 5 months. And I was like, y'all stress me the F out. I'm done with this. I make 29 grand a year. No, thank you. So I started working in insurance and I was in banking and insurance, and I was talking. I think I always wanted to go to law school because I have a cousin who's a lawyer, and he was just like my favorite cousin, but I just didn't think I was as smart as him, you know? Like, I just didn't think I was that smart because I actually struggle from dyslexia. So for years, I didn't do it. But then when I was working in insurance, I was like, oh my God, these lawyers are so stupid. They can do this. I can do this. So I studied, and, you know, I'm really passionate about healthcare law. I actually had a friend, a very, very good friend who passed away. He committed suicide and he's bipolar. I'm bipolar myself. And I just saw how many people struggled with insurance and healthcare and like understanding like how to get their benefits, disability, social security, things like that. And just all the stigmas that are kind of aligned with that. And I was just like, if I can do anything to help these people, it was a passion project, you know, because nobody wants to be broke in law school. But yeah, so that's kind of how I got into the healthcare thing. And I'm still really passionate about it.
And rightfully so. How did you transition from teaching to insurance? Like, how did that work out?
Well, you know what? It's funny because all through college, I was working at Bank of America. And it was just like a part-time job that I did on the weekend, but I kept that job for like 5 years. And I'm such a nomad, like 5 years is a big deal for me to do anything. And so I became a fraud analyst and I had to deal with claims. And so, but I was still making, it was still like a terrible job because it was like customer service and it was like people just screaming at you, why did you close that car? I'm at the casino.
That's worse than IHOP.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I have had a million jobs and people are always like, what are you doing now? So yeah, so that kind of, I kind of like was looking at the insurance industry and it's a good transition. And so I was like, oh, I can make more money as a claims adjuster. Who knew that that's the most terrible, frustrating, stressful job ever? But I did that. And then I got into independent adjusting where I was like a storm chaser. Like I'd go and move to like crazy, like places like Winter Haven and just live for like 6 months and work.
Oh, shout out to Winter Haven.
I know. Florida.
Central Florida on the map.
Represent.
The place where you go to, I don't know, get bitten by a whole bunch of mosquitoes. Yeah.
I can't freaking do
that. That happens. Yep.
All right. So, Janina, what are some good networking tips that you would recommend to our listeners? They want to know how to network.
They want to know about that? So, my thing is just, you know, kind of just like being a person that's interested in other people. Like, if you just show interest that you're interested in other people, people are like, really? Everybody wants to kind of tell their story and feel important. So I've kind of found that just like finding some kind of like way to like show interest in other people, people usually reciprocate the favor, you know? So I think that's like, and just having genuine care for people, I think that's a great way to just kind of like, because they're always going to stay in your network. Like one thing that I do on IG is like, I'm always going through other people's stories, like watching their stories, liking their content. Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge way to keep your following engaged, because they're like, man, this person cares about me. Let me go see what they're doing now. You know, I think, I don't know, it's worked for me.
And I was clapping, but not clapping, but I want to be like, yes. I was like, oh, hit my phone because I forgot we're not on Clubhouse. But yes, I was looking at it to clap for you.
You know why? Because this follow for follow culture, I hate it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Because it's like, follow me. I'm going to get you to follow me so that you can forget that you
get
follow
your
me.
Numbers. Gonna, that becomes just you. Analytics. No, it's not cool.
You know, and it, but that's what I love about Clubhouse, right? Speaking of Clubhouse, mm-hmm. The algorithm is not driven by that. You know, like nobody cares if you got 400 followers, if you're like some supermodel and you just got on there. You know, I mean, who knows what it will be, but I love it because it's just more intimate and it's just like you get to kind of, you know, the voice thing. It's just kind of, I don't know.
You're right. I don't know. So let's go to Clubhouse for a moment. What are your top three favorite things about vibing on Clubhouse?
Oh my gosh.
Been trying to get him on there, so you got to try to sell him. And everybody's been expecting me to have him. He's like, where's your co-host? Where's Jared? This and that. I'm not his keeper.
I don't, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
So let him know your top three.
Because I've seen too much junk on Clubhouse. I'm tired.
Tell me your top three favorite things.
First favorite thing is connecting
me with first. Sorry, that's ground zero.
Thanks for staying humble, Miss Christine. Go ahead.
So one of my favorite things is connecting with anybody around the world.
Yes.
Like, you know, because you're not like, I mean, you know, if you're on there super late, you're getting people from London and like Australia and like all these people that have like these totally different experiences than you. Right. But we're all interested in pop culture. We're all affected by pop culture. So you're going to find some way to like vibe with these people. Right. Somehow. So I think that's like my number one thing. Number two is, oh my gosh. Okay. I got to go kind of generic on this, but the networking is amazing on there. Like, it's truly amazing.
Here we are. Like,
yes. Here we are. And like, honestly, like, I'm not a big person. Like, I don't like the, so Jared, just since you haven't been on there, the way it operates is there's rooms, right? And there's rooms full of people that you can talk to, but there's also a stage and an audience. And if you're in the audience, you can't talk. But if you're on the stage, you can. And then there might be tons of people in the audience that are just listening to the people on the stage talking, right? And I don't like those rooms where there's like hundreds of people, you know, or 1,000 people in the room, because you don't really like get to know people. So I love going into like the intimate rooms and like kind of like Christine, like how I think the room we were in when we met, it was like maybe 9 people or something.
I stick to the smaller crowds if I can. And sometimes it starts to get big, but that's what you said. But yeah, I try to stick to the smaller room.
Yeah. And I just love that because it's like, then you can really get a chance to know people. And like, I've connected with so many people on my Instagram. I'm not a big Twitterer, so I'm not. But I've connected with so many people, or like people can DM you if you can link your Twitter and your Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And so, yes, ma'am.
That's been my favorite because I've legit met people that I've like called, you know, they're like, hey, I finished law school. Let's talk on the phone. Like, I've met so many people. Like, I met this one dude who's like a digital artist who we're like going to go to South Africa because he's like, I got some business deals and I might need a lawyer. So,
ooh,
like,
nice.
I met, and he's fine too, by the way. Oh.
Shout out to fine dudes on Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Unpaid sponsorship.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So, number two is, the networking for me. And then three, if I had to say number three, just learning new stuff. You know what I mean? Like, there's literally a group for everything. One time I was in a group for like people who are magicians. Like, there's just all kind of stuff that you can learn about. Like, So I think that's cool. You know, just like if you want to just know some random stuff, there is a room for it. So, yeah, I guess, you know, it's been cool so far.
So what's your least favorite thing? If you have one, two or none, what would you say your least favorite thing about Clubhouse would be? So we can get Jared in the know.
The lack of hot guys.
Well, I don't see the hot guys. I just can't even.
You know, people's Clubhouse picture never really looks like how they look. But no, my
sister, preach. Sorry, Jesus. If you don't got yourself like
is this like Bumble and Tinder?
Right. Like
people are, yes.
Just representing yourself.
I'm like, what the
I know
hell
people that have gone on dates from Clubhouse. I know okay. The Clubhouse romances. They got shoot your shot rooms and all that. All
right. Listen, I don't really.
Giannina's going to Africa.
Right.
And I'll be making some money too on the top of that.
They take me like, and then she was like, I this fine guy. And I'm like, nah, I ain't trying to be the third wheel. I'm like, I'm going to Africa.
Nah.
Too.
Like, you probably don't even like me, but I can stand. But yeah, no. My least favorite thing though is the trolling. I cannot stand a damn troll. Like people who just like take over the room and like make it about them or they just get crazy. I'm like,
that's all I saw when I was on there.
Yeah, that's the thing I don't.
You're probably
I
was not seeing that all the time. People,
I was definitely not following the correct people.
We gotta clean up your hallway. Tell them about the hallway, Janine.
Oh yes, your hallway is where like all the people that you follow, like whatever rooms they're in, you'll see a hallway of like different rooms.
Your hallway is a gateway drug.
Yes.
It's a Clubhouse.
That's what Angela
yes.
says.
But it's kind of like your feed, you know. And the thing about it is, I tell people curate your feed. You know, curate what you see on Clubhouse because. So what it does is it's an iPhone platform only. So it's pulling just from your contacts in your phone, like whoever phone. Who, and then when I first came, I was like, why I got only black people on here?
I was like,
I can't breathe.
Let me give you my number, Janina. let me help you.
I see what you look like. Yep. No, so,
I'm married.
Yeah.
Let the record reflect that. Go ahead.
I can't.
Yes, no shade. But yes, yeah, so no, you can like, but I was like, okay, I need some white people. I need some Hispanic people. I need some Asian people. And then once I did that, like it just got so much more diverse. And then I was just like, oh, I'm loving this now. I got lawyers on here. I got some judges. Mm-hmm. I got some artists. I got some music engineers. So I think that's the best thing. Just if you, Jared, if you're saying too much of one thing, start following different people.
True. Yeah. I want trap queens in my hallway.
Hey. Go ahead, Jared.
Yeah, I mean, I'm speechless for a second there. That was so good. Okay, so your Instagram's Gab Society. I was curious how you came up with that name.
You know what? People really say they like that name. And okay, the way I came up with it is, well, I have a YouTube, actually. That's the Gab Society. So that was my YouTube that I've had for 7 years. And I'm terrible at editing or any technology. So it is what it is. But the Gab is my initials, G-A-B. And so I was like, this is my little society, my people, my followers. So yeah, the Gab Society.
Well, I love that. That's very creative. I didn't put that together and I should have, but that makes sense. So
no, most people won't. But then I was like, okay, this is weird because I was like gonna like trademark it or whatever. And I was researching and then I was like, Gab is also alt-right.
Oh, yeah. You get that law kicking in, girl. Mm-hmm.
I was like, I didn't know there's these crazy right-wing people that also have Gab as a website. And I'm like, that's weird. I was like, ooh, I don't know shit. But the society, the Gab Society, it's a little different. But I was like, a little like, oh, should I go on with that? I don't know.
Well, this leads us up to the next question. It's like, who's doing something that inspires or maybe interests you? Maybe you would say is not to be canceled because there's so much cancel culture right now. So girl, who shouldn't be canceled?
Who shouldn't be canceled? I feel like anybody who's trying to like, okay, you want somebody specific. Okay.
Yeah, it can be specific or not specific, or you can describe it and lead up to like a an example of said person.
Okay. That's no, you. I think anybody who's trying to like further just like human rights, period, right? Like yes, anybody who's trying to do something good for humanity, anybody, like we all make mistakes, right? We all make mistakes. And I don't believe in cancel culture either. I think Black Twitter is like team too much because they're like known for that. On the cancel culture thing. But anybody who's trying to do anything good, right? Like you're not just trying to put out content to like brag about how much money you have or whatever, right? Like you're actually trying to use your platform to do something else and do something bigger or send a message, you know? Like one thing I really respected, now I'll have to say, okay, yes. Speaking of cancel culture, Justin Bieber, one of the things I really respected about him is that like recently with the Black Lives Matter thing, he had, you know, he live streamed with Angela Rye and was like saying like he took, you know, his wife on there, Haley, and was just like, educate us, like tell us, you know, what we can do as white people. And he was like, you know, I built my whole music around like Black music. And so like, I just want to make sure that I'm a voice for that. I really respected that. And I mean, we could have canceled Justin a long time ago for a lot of stuff he did, you know, brothels, who remembers that? But you know what I mean? Like, I really respect that. Like, he's gone on his whole journey and like full circle. Another person, so he should not be canceled. Even though people may say that he's like capitalizing off of Black music, like, I think he's changing, you know? And I think it's important that we acknowledge that. One other person that I love, just music wise, and I feel like she's done a lot too, is her, the artist her.
Right. Yeah, I have definitely seen her. That's too funny. You mentioned Black Twitter. To our audience, can you describe or let them know what Black Twitter is and how to see Black Twitter or identify it? Or because they don't know, some people may not know what that is. Like, legit. Okay.
My Twitter app is blue. I don't know.
I can't deal with them sometimes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. And so, like I said, I'm not a big Twitterer, but I will have to say, so Black Twitter is basically just a group of Black people who have a big following on Twitter who put out a lot of commentary about all things Black or all things related to Black people. And they got a lot of, they have a lot of opinions about a lot of things.
I love that a lot. It's a lot.
it's team too much, like I said. And, you know, it's so funny because, like, when pray.
It's time to pray.
Here's the thing. Okay, so briefly, so I've always considered myself a writer and content creator. I briefly used to write for Sheen Magazine. They're kind of like, in the like, they're kind of like Essence. If you've heard of that magazine, your followers have.
Yes, were you Jet Beauty of the Month?
Yes. So you know, I wrote for this magazine, and I would interview celebrities and things like that. And you know, like when I started my YouTube channel, it was a long time ago, 2013. If you go to it, you're gonna be really disappointed because, like I said, I'm not that technology person. But I used to have like an editor like that I would pay to like make it look nice, you know, until I turned it into a law school channel thing. But back in the day, it was like about like, it was like a lifestyle, like arts and culture type thing. And, you know, I could have made a ton of money if I had been one of those really negative people that just wanted to like crack jokes and people and talk crap about people.
Poke the bear.
Mm-hmm. Right. I could have made such a huge following, but I was like, I'm not putting that out. It's not positive. Like, I'm not tearing other people down.
Positive vibes only. Yes. Mm. Don't have that energy. Sorry. Right.
Don't do it.
Well, Giannina, I'm sure there's listeners that want to learn about gummy bears from California. They want to connect with you online. They want to check out your FloJo nails.
Yes.
Where can listeners stay connected with you online?
Yes. Follow me at The Gab Society on Instagram. I just, you know what? I'm big into stories. I love making, like, I'm too lazy for reels, but I'm going to stop that. I'm going to try. But you will find some, like, little really interesting things if you follow me. And, like, I'm just, like, a person, like, I always like to be on camera for some reason. Like, and I don't care who's watching. I just want to be on camera. But if you watch my stories for a while, you'll be like, I will crack a joke. I will make you laugh. And check out the other podcast. Oh, yes. And can we talk about a contest?
Yes, we can. But I think it's funny that you have stage fright and you want to be on a camera.
Yeah, you got a little bit of both. That's her. She was like, no, she's like, I love to be on camera. I'm gonna bring you into some rooms. I got some video calls on other feeds, so I'm gonna start throwing that out to you. But we've had a great day.
Hold on, Gianina's got something she wanna tell us. She's got a contest.
Yes. Okay, so I am starting my own podcast.
Yay.
And Behind the Veil is like it's where we do a co-host thing. We're getting ready to start season two and we haven't started that yet, but my partner, he's great. He's amazing. He's like really interesting, but
almost
I want to do my own
great
thing.
As mine.
I want to do my own thing. And so I challenge the listeners to come up with a creative name for my podcast, my solo podcast that I'm getting ready to start. The winner, okay, so just a couple of rules. The one thing, it has to be original. There can't be another podcast that has a name that's like the same name or almost too similar. And number two, it has to be generic but kind of catchy. So if you check out my Instagram, you kind of see who I am, you can get a feel for me. The chosen name, I will award you with a $50 prize.
$50.
Oh, that's
via,
good.
Via Venmo or PayPal.
I already thought of something. I'm going to DM you what I thought of, and hopefully people don't think that I cheated, but I really thought about this. Yeah. Like,
Christine's come up with a lot of good OnlyFans names that have been.
I've not put them into work, but I am working people.
she's a fan. She's a supporter.
You're a fan. Nina, you spent almost an hour with us. Thank you for, Jared would say, lowering your standards.
Yes.
And do you have any final thoughts for our listeners? Any final thoughts?
2021.
As we're approaching the end of Black History Month. Any final thoughts for us?
Oh, okay. Black History Month. Okay.
Black History Month related. Sorry, as I said that, I was like, just remembering.
Black History Month related. Okay.
No, it does not have to be.
You said it doesn't have to be. Okay.
Yeah, when I said that,
you're upsetting Black Twitter, Christine.
I'm upset. Oh my God.
You know,
they're going to be like, it ain't long enough. It's every day is Black History Month. Okay, so. Yes.
Any final thoughts for our listeners? You tell them where to connect with you, the best way to connect with you on your social media.
Oh yeah, and then if you're on Clubhouse too, connect with me on there. I'd love to connect with people. Follow me on Clubhouse. If you haven't been lucky enough or privileged enough to get on Clubhouse, hit me up. I got a couple invites. I'm going to give them to some worthy people. But yes, as far as any thought, 2021, keep your mask on. It ain't over yet.
Amen, baby Jesus.
If you go to IHOP, wear a mask.
And her Instagram, give them your Instagram and Twitter handles, even though you don't use Instagram. I mean, you don't use Twitter.
She uses Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram, but not Twitter.
I got locked out of my Twitter. I will promise I'm going to get out of it. Whatever.
Yeah, I love Twitter. Like, Twitter is my favorite thing.
Christine's always on Twitter.
Yes.
Really? Okay. Now you're making me want to get back on Twitter. So yes, and my Instagram is the Gab Society. My Twitter is the Gab Society, and my Clubhouse is just my name, my generic government name, Janina Bullock.
Sweet. Well,
Janina with a G, not a J. That's a good rooms topic for you, Janina with a J.
Oh, that is. I like it.
I got you. Put me on the payroll, baby.
For real.
Put me on the payroll.
And one more thing for 2021.
I'll get Summer Walker on Clubhouse. So.
Don't worry.
Buy that Bitcoin.
Buy Bitcoin. Okay,
yes. Buy low, sell high.
There you go.
On the bull run.
The coins.
Janina, thank you so much. We're thrilled to connect with you, and it's so good to have you on the show, and look forward to having you back on hopefully in a few months once you got a couple other projects going and we can
at her own podcast
is and hopefully we have a winner, a $50 winner. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, hopefully it's me. No, oh yeah.
How do they contact you, Giannina? Do you want them to just message you on Instagram or how?
Yes, they can DM me on Instagram. That's probably the best way. But yeah, DM me. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you my YouTube channel. But you can connect with me on my YouTube channel, but it is for law school. You know, I've kind of dedicated that to helping people get into law school. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and connect with me on there. But Insta is the best way. My DMs are open. And yes, when I start my podcast, will you guys come on?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Heck yeah, girl.
Christine might forget, but I'll be there.
I'm not going to forget. I already got coffee in my cup waiting for the podcast.
Okay.
And as Giannina with the
G. Are you sure it's just coffee?
It's coffee. Okay. I can't wait. I wish Sarah was here because I was thinking about some other.
I know you were. Yeah, you need to air fry some salmon. All right, Giannina, thank you again. We really appreciate it and wish you the absolute best.
Thank you so much, Mwah, mwah. Thank you so much for inviting me on. Love you guys.